There is no area of human endeavor that is more diversified than the religions of humankind. They are also archaic, steeped in traditions and dogmas, and perhaps, worst of all, refuse to change or are very slow to change. I guess you might say that all of the major religions put forth the concept that their founders knew best, and still basically adhere to their fundamental beliefs, whose origins range from about 1,500 years to over 4,000 years ago. Very few, if any, have made any radical changes to their dogma or beliefs, even though many have been found to be archaic and meant for people in ancient times. Steeped in stubbornness and tradition, most religions refuse to change in a world that needs new infusion from religion on modern-day problems. A prime example of this lack of change is the apocalyptic writings that still reside in most religions today. Let's first explore the meaning of the word apocalypse. Most people think it means the end of the world, but in actuality, it means to reveal or disclose to certain privileged people, messengers or messiahs, information either about God or the future that is hidden from the mass of humankind. Although Judeo-Christian Islamic tradition interprets the apocalypse to be the end of the world as we know it, there are significant reasons why they do so. Beliefs such as the resurrection of the dead, Judgment Day, heaven and hell are all made explicit in the apocalyptic literature of all of these religions and are an integral part of their philosophies to control the masses with fear. Think about it. Religions use these apocalyptic writings to promote the premise of Satan or the devil, a place of eternal suffering which is called hell, and the real kicker, that everyone's soul will be judged and will either go to hell for eternity or go to heaven. Of course, if you follow your religion faithfully and do what the clerics tell you to do, you just might be able to go to heaven if you give them enough money, adhere to their faith and dogma, and certainly don't explore or educate yourself to reveal their hypocrisy and untruths to free yourself from being controlled by fear. This is like Nazi Germany all over again, only in the guise of religion. The Eastern religions of Hinduism and Buddhism are not harsh and fearful like the Judeo-Christian Islamic religions in their apocalyptic literature. Hinduism and Buddhism, a literal offshoot of Hinduism, believe in what they call pralaya, which is the ending of the world by natural means, such as disasters caused by Mother Nature. With all the environmental problems we have, such as global warming and a progressing polar tilt, this seems to me to hold the most probability for an ending of the world, if indeed that comes to pass. Christ said several times that no man can predict the end of times, and I agree with this statement, as ultimately, God is the one to determine our fate. With that in mind, let's examine the New Testament book of the Revelation, or the Apocalypse, depending upon which version of the Bible it is in. This book is also referred to as the Revelation of St. John the Divine, the Apocalypse of John, or the Book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. This book is very controversial because it not only is a book based on fear, but there is constant debate as to whether or not it is absolute truth. The truth is that none of it applies to today's world any more than it did during the time it was written, or the time of the Black Plague, or World War I or II. There isn't any truth in the so-called rapture unless you want to look at it as people coming to the truth about love, peace, no bigotry, or judgment or war. In fact, the so-called rapture is not even in the book of Revelation and is only mentioned in Thessalonians 1:4-13-17, which is purported to be a letter from St. Paul, the self-proclaimed disciple, Pauline Christianity again. Do not let yourself be drawn into any group that paralyzes you with fear or envelops you into any insane cult or church that refers to the rapture and being one of the chosen ones who will ascend into heaven with Christ. Realize again that God does not have human qualities to play favorites. We are all his or her children, and life is pain and learning enough.